Hello, everyone. Happy summer solstice 2021 to all of you. And for some of you, happy birthday. So we're going to have a very powerful solstice activation tonight. And remember, each listening will bring you deeper into what is being offered tonight in this activation, which is always live and organic. Okay, let's do a quick overview. So happy summer solstice to all of you. I got the message about an hour ago that this is going to be a very hot summer on many, many levels, not only on the physical level, but on other levels. So prepare yourself for some big changes and a lot of heat. Okay, can you feel the shifting energies already? The birthing energy of spring gives way to the manifestation of the summer season. Now is a time to dream big. We warmly welcome you to bask in these energies together as I host this live activation in conjunction with our summer solstice. This will be a high frequency activation as we welcome in the summer season. The energies are shifting on the planet. Last summer, we were in full lockdown. Now it's time to shine. In this powerful activation event, together we will shift and uplift the veil of forgetfulness out of the earth realm and back into the oneness. So this is a big experiment for tonight to see how well we collectively do this lifting of the veil. The old matrix of pain and suffering, the old karmic wheel of birth and death and rebirth, the old illusionary world of darkness can be no more with a strong collective effort to dispel the unreal, the hologram of birth, death, old age, sickness, suffering, pain, and loneliness. We each have the power to shift this illusion out of the earth realm and to align with the real, the permanent, the eternal. Together, in this collaborative and creative way, we can move humanity and the elemental kingdom out of the darkness and into the eternal light of grace. By the way, the elemental kingdom is very much influenced by us beings, not only here on the surface of the earth, but off planet as well. So we definitely want to help the elemental kingdom to remain free, to be free to do their kingdom stuff. And in doing so, they can begin to reconnect with us telepathically and begin to, shall we say, appear to us so we can communicate with them. The many blessings await us in this special solstice opening to the eternal. Our faith and trust in the God within can be reestablished at this time. Our 100% faith and trust. Your pets, ancestors, and family members are always most welcome to attend. Okay, folks, so settle in. Might want to sip some water before we start. Okay, let's all come into the now moment through the power of the breath. Take your attention away from the world, from tribal consciousness, the chaos of the world, everything that's going on in your country, in your county, in your state, in your province. Let go of the world. for a moment and come into the now moment through the breath, letting go of all distractions, commitments, responsibilities, obligations, your to-do lists, and come into the now present moment. I am here, I am now, and I am. Let go of the day. Let go mentally of everything that's going on in your mental body. Begin to relax your emotional body and feel little waves of light coming upon you, helping to relax all the muscles in your face, relaxing your jaw, relaxing the shoulders, fingers, thighs and calf muscles, all of your toes. Allow your hands to be completely relaxed. And begin to feel the energies in your spine beginning to move and circulate. Breathing deeply, breathing in the power of now, letting go of the past, the future, letting go of all of your off-world activities, and come into this now moment in this incarnation. And begin to feel the earth breathing, begin to feel the universe breathing through your body. As you, deep breath in, deep breath out, and feel as if your awareness and even your physical body are merging with this rhythm of life called the breath of the universe. We're going to breathe into the fifth dimension, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. Completely disengaging from the collective astral plane. And again, letting go of all tribal consciousness and the chaos of the world. Begin to bring your awareness to the very top of your head, the fontanella, the last place in your brain to close up, so to speak. Keep your focus in the very top part of your skull. Continue to breathe in the higher dimensional energies. We're going to call forth the power of this summer solstice, this Earth Gaia summer solstice, the gateway, the solstice gateway. We're going to call forth all beings of light that work with you, those beings of true light, those Christed beings that have been with you since day one of your incarnation. This will include all of your councils, your healing teams, your comedy teams, your animal guides, your galactic connection, your off-world connection, your inner earth connection with those beautiful beings, those Christed beings of inner earth. So as we call forth these beautiful Christed beings, let's create a cosmic party atmosphere where we can celebrate our ascension process, our love for life, in our gratitude to our Creator for life more abundant. Keeping the focus very top of your skull. If needed, allow realignment with your assemblage point in the center of your chest, the still point within your heart, and your rainbow bridge, your antikarana. That connection to you, the I am. And allow that to realign to your original eight cells at the base of your spine, at your sacrum, the power points of your body, and your sun chakra, which is just off your belly button. Anchor with the new earth. And begin to feel how Gaia is responding to this summer solstice event. Feel how the elementals are responding to the summer solstice. And feel and imagine as if you are now, as you are being surrounded by all of these Christed beings, that there are what looks like rings and layers of light being formed concentrically around your physical body and moving outwards or upwards or inwards to the higher dimensions. And this is affecting all of your light bodies, allowing your light bodies to come into greater resonance with your ascension, with your awakening, with your life path. Now, bring the focus from the top of the head into the skull. Right into the center of the skull. It's your crystal palace. This area of the brain controls your kundalini, controls the flow of energies through your spine, relating to your ascension. It affects the quality and condition of your cerebral cranial fluid that flows through your dura tube inside your spine. And begin to allow an expansion within the brain from your crystal palace. A cellular, subatomic, energetic, gentle expansion or activation of the power of your physical brain. To release all those chemicals and neurotransmitters that are necessary for optimum health and well-being and quantum consciousness within the body. Allow a very deep calming of your limbic system in your brain, activation of your memory centers in your brain, activation of your cognitive abilities in your brain. and begin to feel an activation within your pineal gland, pituitary, thalamus, and hypothalamus. Envision your pineal gland as sitting upright, as if it was receiving the cosmic rays from the central sun. If it is sideways or laying down, reposition it with your consciousness to sit upright, or more precisely, the tip of your little pine cone pointing towards the great central sun that lives within. Begin to let go of any and all so-called damages that have affected the health and condition of your pineal gland. Now we're going to call forth an aura of protection and safety for this activation. You can bring in your guardians at this point. Begin to bring more light into the body and the auric field. Allow a very subtle realignment with all of your light bodies up to the 12th dimension. It is a bit like a cosmic chiropractic adjustment. Or like an acupuncture, stimulating the central flow. Allow an adjustment if needed with your microcosmic orbit. Now, begin to breathe in the vibration of strength and courage. Breathe it in deep into the body, exhaling all sense of weakness, victimhood, victimization. Nothing's working. Any and all limitations that you have placed upon yourself regarding your ability to manage your divine cosmic energies through the physical body. Opening up the throat chakra, becoming very strong through this throat chakra. allowing the ears to open up, your inner hearing, your telepathic channels. Breathing deeply into the chest, into the heart center. Activating your still point. Allowing for any adjustments with your assemblage point. And allowing that to become very strong as well. Continue to breathe in strength and empowerment. Invoke the violet fire into your auric field and into your chakra system. For complete clearing of any psychic debris, so to speak, low vibrational energies, and all levels of density and stuckness. And the brighter you can envision the violet flame, the more powerful. It is a very translucent, crystalline type of vibration. Very pure. Allow it to heal any and all wounds from the past. And any anticipated wounds from your potential future. Envision it like an alchemical vibration. That can change the molecular structure of any levels of form. Allow it to move through your mental body and your emotional body. We are doing a late springtime house cleansing, so to speak. Disengage from all inappropriate cords, bindings, and attachments. And allow the violet fire to now purify any and all projections onto you from the illusion. Now, moving awareness down into your solar plexus, your power center, your digestive system, your stomach, your small and large intestines. I'm going to breathe in the gold into the solar plexus now from source energy, from your I am. Letting go of all energies that are not yours, that have accumulated in your solar plexus. That would be other people's pain, confusion, doubts, fears, anger. and unconsciousness. Allow it to transmute all of that back into the oneness. Uplifting any low self-esteem levels into high self-esteem levels and the belief in yourself. Breathe in now the vibrations of trust into the solar plexus, so that you can begin to now 100% trust in your own power, your empowerment, your ability to create change within self and upon the planet. You can release all controlling cords from others, starting with parents, family members, the church, from your early childhood. From teachers and gurus that you have studied with prior. That could include as well past lives. You are a sovereign being. So activate the sovereignty within your solar plexus. You are a self-sustaining spiritual presence channeling through a human body. Learning how to master earth life as well as the higher dimensions while still focusing through a physical embodiment. Bring your focus to your hand chakras and allow a clearing of any and all stuck energies within your hand chakras, your finger joints, the palms of your hands, your thumb joints. Feel the power of the golden ray working through your hands. Realigning, creating new circuitry between your hands, your heart chakra, your third eye, and your I Am Presence. As well as the throat chakra. Now bring the focus down into your sacral center, your belly button area, your low back. And reclaim your sacral center. Reclaiming your sensuality, your sexuality. In the union of male and female within. Divine masculine and divine feminine. Bringing in the Christed understanding of the sacral chakra. Activating your innate power to co-create life. And to birth new life. the power of transformation and resurrection, transfiguration, divine alchemy. It's time to let go of all trauma from the past that has been held within this chakra. It is now time to let all of that go. Now let's breathe in again the power of strength and courage into the base chakra, into your survival chakra, into your grounding chakra. And reconnect the base of your spine with your feet chakras and your earth star chakras. Letting go of everybody else's thoughts, feelings, and emotions that have lodged in your base chakra since day one. Especially the Darwinian theory and the theory of evolution as it was taught in the school system and even in colleges and the church. False beliefs, letting go of all illusions within the base chakra. Letting go of the collective fear of your ancestors, family members. Releasing all their false beliefs. Letting go of the illusions within the base chakra. Clearing away all misconceptions about reality, about consciousness, about you as a human being. Allowing the violet now to flush through your system. Through your chakras, your nadis, your meridians, your spinal column, all parts of your brain, your nervous system, your vagus nerve system, autonomic nervous system, your blood, your bones, your skeletal system, even your skin. Feel all parts of you being bathed through this pure violet light. Staying in the present moment, being a witness, moving awareness deeper into the fifth to 12th dimensions, and you're going to gather your focus now within the I am. We're going to call forth other I am presences that relate to you, that relate to this particular activation. We're going to call forth the power of divine intervention from Prime Creator, divine protection. And we're going to bring forth a focus of completely disengaging, disconnecting our vibrations from the illusion, from the veil, from all levels of artificial intelligence, from that which is not true, from that which was not created through Prime Creator. Feel your consciousness beginning to disengage from the old matrix, from the matrix of forgetfulness, disengaging, if you will, from the matrix of darkness and fear and control. From the mass hypnotic suggestions, from the illusion. And you're bringing back awareness and yourself back to your true nature, back to your original divine matrix before the so-called fall. Releasing your consciousness from the memory of all of the galactic wars. From all the conflicts between races from different planet and star systems and galaxies. Releasing, letting go of the attachments to the suffering and the pain from these electronic wars, if you will. Allowing your being to become free from the illusion of time and space and distance. From the illusion of separateness from your Creator. Releasing any and all attachments to false gods and deities. Using the energies of this summer solstice gateway to empower all aspects of you. Waking up from the dream, waking up out of the illusion, reclaiming your sovereignty, reclaiming your uniqueness, reclaiming your God self, your God matrix. Moving out of the matrix of need and want and desire. leaving behind the need to be recognized and acknowledged and loved and supported. Feel as if you are uplifting all parts of you out of the density back into the pure light. To be reborn and rebirthed into a new beginning, a new dawn, a new life. Have the body take a very slow, deep breath. Staying in the quantum as the observer, as the voyager, as the witness. Freeing yourself from all childhood pain. And choosing from the very highest levels to remain awake and alert and alive. Choosing to be a fully conscious beingness. Envision all aspects of you as you begin to call forth your soul fragments back into the one, that all parts of you, all aspects of you are freeing itself from the old illusion of forgetfulness. And that you are reestablishing your role within the cosmic design. Continue to feel the expansion of those layers and rings of light coming off your body. And moving out into infinity in all directions and all time-space continuums. Allow the body to go through any level of temperature changes movements, kriyas. Now, direct this violet light to cleanse all levels of your home environment, as well as your automobiles. Invoke this for your pets as well through the Archangel Ariel. Now allow the violet light to move through all the organs in your body, especially the lungs, the stomach, the colon, the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, pancreas and spleen, and reproductive organs. Let it move through all of your gray matter in your brain, through all of the endocrine glands, through the blood and all of your bones, especially all of your joints. Allow the congestion in your joints to simply transmute back into the light. Giving permission to your body elemental to receive the healing vibrations of this violet. And we ask that this light also go to all of your ancestors that are ready for this, that are ready to receive, that are open, including all family members. And this channel is also into the elemental kingdom of the earth, to all those elemental beings that are ready to receive the power of the violet. Including all of your animal guides. And envisioning this violet moving through all layers of the earth, through the strata of the earth, into its very core. Envision the violet surrounding the earth, moving through the aura of the earth, through the Van Allen belt, through the asteroid belt, cleansing and purifying ancient memories of war and destruction. Envision all beings of Christ in consciousness channeling this violet through the atmosphere of the earth into the earth. Into the spiritual body of the earth, the chakras of the earth, the ley lines and grid lines and sacred sites and vortex sites, sacred mountains, sacred lakes and rivers and beaches. see it going into Middle Earth. Remain as the voyager, as the observer. Let's increase the power of the violet another tenfold. Allow yourself to be a clear and perfect channel for the violet and the golden ray. Envision these rays of light moving through all of the cities of the earth. Envision this violet and golden rays to move through your past, through your ancestral past, purifying and cleansing all of your past lives. Envision now these rays of light moving through our solar system, our universe, and galaxy. Moving to all those planets and star systems that are ready to receive these vibrations and the power of this summer solstice. Embrace the infinity power, as above, so below. Now, use this current state that you are in to fully reconnect with your inner child and all fragments of the soul as you begin to collect any remaining fragments back into the one, back into the whole. Feel as if everything is being drawn back into the I am, the Lord God of your being. In holding the internal vibration, the space that you are strong enough to move through in grace and blessings, all of the earth changes that are to come during your lifetime. Remaining free of the chaos and the collective fear, and the anxiety, and the unconsciousness, and the mass hypnosis. Knowing that you are a sovereign being, only affected by Creator's love, pure light and love. And that you choose to be forever free of all veils of forgetfulness, all matrices of illusion, from all levels and forms of artificial intelligence. and that you remain always as God created you, perfect and whole and free. Now call forth the time wind. That is a timeless energy that moves like the wind, clearing away all debris, all psychic debris. It's a cleansing wind. Let it move through you, through your body, through your home, your automobiles, your workplace. Now allow a gentle divine balancing of all of your systems, all of your subtle bodies, all of your chakras, meridians, nadis, organs, glands, brain function, heart function, all of it. And creating a body that casts no shadow upon the ground. Breathe in, take in the blessings very deep into the body, into the lungs, into the belly. Let's take a few moments in silence to commune with those Christed beings that are assisting you at this very moment. Take in the joy. Let the joy be the prime mover for your body, for your inspiration and your creativity. Coming back slowly into the room. Feel your body. Feel your feet, your spine, your hands. Feel your heart and your brain connected. Throat open. Hands warm, feet warm. Now, calibrate this experience for your daily meditations and your dream states. And whenever you do your spiritual work, your coaching, your mentoring, your healing sessions, your teaching, your therapies, deep breath, coming back into this now moment. I am here, I am now, and I am. I am fully blessed, and I am grateful. So when you're ready, slowly open the eyes, allowing the brain to adjust. Remember to drink lots of water tonight. And remembering that each day from this day forward can be a solstice event. Be prepared for miracles and blessings beyond your wildest imaginations. And remember to give to others as you receive. And receive from others as you give. Many blessings from the team. All is well.